Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Better than the lion song, says Sarah. I like that lion song. That was good. I ain't lying. Corey says that he has some out-of-context clips that he would like me to play for you. I think there was a little dust-up earlier. I don't want it to start again, but I saw there was a little dust-up earlier between... It looked like... Rob started to attack Kenny for no reason. Kenny's like, what? And then, of course, Corey then starts to attack Kenny for no reason. I don't know about that, guys. Why can't you just be nice? Why do you have to do that? Let's see. Kenny says, I'm seriously giving more credit to Harris than ever before, and Rob can't keep my name out of his comments. A sip of bitter Covfefe. Says, EZ, how is your fat journey going? I started intermittent fasting. I'm trying to get back into running. I was the fattest I've ever been. Well, you do intermittent fasting, that's going to put you on the fast track, my friend. It's going okay. I would say good. Now I have days when yesterday was great, and then I was getting ready for bed. Now, you know what? I think I'm going to have a little bit more to eat. Now, all that means is if I eat, that means minimum of 16 hours from that point, I don't eat. So this was at about 8:30, and I made a turkey burger, okay? So no biggie. Turkey patty, bun, ketchup, mustard, mayo, lettuce, onion, pickle. And then I had another. I'm like, this was so damn, oh, with cheese. This was so damn good. I'm having another one. Fuck this shit. Then I was like, okay, let's eat some ice cream. Now this is, I haven't touched ice cream since last week. When last week I did the math. There are 9 2-thirds cup servings of ice cream in this container. And there was only one serving gone. And each serving was 180 calories. So I had 8 servings of, I ate the whole thing. I've never done that before. That was 1,440 calories that I ate before I went to bed. But this time I only had, it was probably 1 cup, maybe 1.5 cups of ice cream. No biggie. And then I went to bed. And today, I haven't eaten a damn thing. That means I was done eating at 9 p.m. So that means I can start eating again at the earliest of 1 p.m. And I'll probably go a little later. I always feel really good when I don't eat. And I think some of that has to do with my energy level is quite high when I don't eat. And maybe that has to do with going dipping into ketosis to some degree, which the byproduct of that are ketones, which really are powerful to give you energy. So I've read. I don't know anything. This is the clip that was made. I don't know what this is. I'm looking right at you, Mr. Trump supporter. You are voting for a retard. I'm looking right at you, Mr. Trump supporter. You are voting for a retard. Thank you, Corey. I appreciate that. Would you guys please stop attacking Kenny? You know, I am now on the good side of this. I want you to no longer attack him. I don't know what got into you guys today and why you decided to beat him up. I don't know what he did wrong. Why the aggressiveness? Everybody's having a good time here. Make fun of me. You don't have to. I mean, we got him. He's doing great. You got to quit attacking him. I'm thinking it was Rob who started it. I don't think Kenny did anything to deserve the aggression, though. That's what I'm curious about. I mean, I got a lot of room to talk. I've been known to attack Kenny in the past. I'm not at this moment. Kenny says, I gave Harris props. I made fun of Trump. I said I hated politics because I do. I don't know what your problem is, Rob. I wanna understand, but you're not helping me here. Rob said, I had to see if he's dumb enough to vote for Trump this election cycle. You see that right there? Yeah. That's weird out of you. I don't know. I kind of find it unbecoming when you do that. Come on. Leave him alone. This is the new way I do business now. You know? Cole is a Trump voter, and I love that. He says, typical Kamala supporters, they bully everyone. Oh, come on, Cole. Don't start with that nonsense. My question, Cole. This is a question that requires a yes or no answer. Do you believe that people that are immigrants are eating cats and dogs in small towns? You can't believe that, right? Because if you say, yeah, I believe that. Oh, man. This is my bless your heart look. I'm like, oof. Kuiper says, yeah, well, Rob is bully. He's a bully. You know, that's what he's doing. I don't know. I think Rob just is being Rob. I don't know if, I don't think bullying has anything to do with it. Matt says, politics always brings out the assholes. We need more NFK poop stories. No, you're right. You're right. We really do. I wish I had one. I have something better, though. I was reminded of a great story from my past. Someone on the Reddit page was trying to get to be able to hear a classic story that I told some time ago. And the person was like, oh, man, I got to get my hands on this. It's in my brain, and I really want to hear this story that Zane told How do I locate it? And that's nearly impossible. That's like needle in a haystack type of thing. So I chimed in and I wrote, I'll do you one better. I'm going to tell that fucking story. Because it's been too long since I've told that fucking story. And this is the story of Felicia Previti, who, by the way, I looked her up because the internet is amazing. Felicia left school, left my school. She moved probably when I was in, I don't know, maybe second grade. But Felicia is famous because I found out the hard way that Felicia doesn't take any shit. When I was in elementary school, in between playing Smear the Queer and N-Word Pile, which I've talked about many times, it was a fun time to do things like snap bras, training bras on the girls, and shit like that. Basically, sexual assault. And Felicia was one of those girls who puberty happened even earlier than normal because girls reach adolescence quicker than boys do. Well, she had a pretty large set of boobies at that age. And boy, we all picked up on it. So we'd make fun of her and harass her. And one day she had had enough. So I was calling her mountain tits or something like that. Or, you know, we would even give like titty twisters to the girls, actually grab their nips and twist them. That type of sexual assault on the playground. That was all okay. Like the lunch mothers, the lunch ladies, they didn't care. They didn't care if we yelled the N-word when we were playing N-word pile. They didn't care if we were playing Smear the Queer. They didn't care if we were snapping bras or grabbing titties. It was a wild west. So it was up to these women, these young girls, to take matters into their own hands. I looked up Felicia, and she still lives in Michigan, in fact. Now, part of me was like, you should reach out to Felicia. But then I realized how creepy that would look. Hey, you don't know me, but in 1976 or 77, I did this to you, and this happened. And I'm going to talk about you on my podcast. She looks to be very successful. Married, beautiful children, very attractive, I might add. Doesn't look to be my age. She looks to be about 39. Married, he'd probably kick my ass too if he found out. Well, I mean, I'm a different person now. I would not, if I found out that there was like a kid, if Jim was going around in grade school and grabbing titties, I'd be pretty pissed off at him. It was not okay. But back then, this is the 1970s. Fucking Gerald Ford was in office when this was going on. Not that he would condone it. I'm just giving you an idea of how long ago this was. So I started making fun of her boobies. The next thing I know, there's medical professionals helping me as I come out of unconsciousness. And then as time passed, I was able to actually have a memory of what took place. I remember that there was an impact on the side of my head. There's a video that exists during the L.A. riots in the 90s when a trucker happened to wander into the riot zone in his 18-wheeler. His name was Reginald Denny. And the rioters, black people, pulled him out of the truck. And one guy took a cinder block over his head and spiked it on his head like he's inbounding a soccer ball and fucked him up bad. What happened to me was worse. So I made fun of her boobies, and then I'm walking away, and then I feel the impact on the side of my head. There was a massive dirt pile there because they were doing something to renovate the fucking playground or some shit. So, and we used to play King of the Hill, and you get on the hill, and then you called everyone else the N-word. You push them off. You throw shit at them. It was awesome. She found a clump of dirt that was remarkably dense. It wasn't. It was a lot like a rock, but it wasn't. It was very hard dirt. And, you know, I'm guessing it was the size of a watermelon. And again, she's a tall girl, strong girl, boobs, adolescent, stronger than most of the boys, taller than all the boys. And she, I was told, put it over her head like King Kong and just rawr, threw it. And it when it hit the side of my head, it exploded. Thank God. Well, not all of it exploded. There was an actual boulder inside of the dirt. And that was fucked up. So I'm done. And now that is also the last memory that I have of Felicia. I don't know ultimately what happened to her. I don't know if she was out of the school because of this incident or if they just moved. The next thing I remember about this incident was that I went home and my brother Jim, World Book Jim, just happened to stay home for the day. He was ill. And he knew that I was coming home because I guess they called and said, Eric's coming home because Felicia Previti concussed him. So I walk in the door. And that fucker has a, he had a tape recorder with a microphone. And this is the same recorder that I used to practice doing radio bits on at that age. And he was recording me as I walked in the room, but I didn't know it. And I'm crying. And he goes, Eric, what happened? And I'm like, Felicia Previti hit me in the head. And it's me crying and whining. And my brother had so much fun playing that back for his friends and everybody he knew of me crying like a bitch. And I was so pissed off. That was a horrible day for me. Now, I don't think the tape exists anymore, but can you imagine if I actually were to procure that tape, how fantastic that would be? That's what I remembered. That's what it was like growing up at that time. Jesus. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Dan says, you should have grabbed the teacher's boobs. Many of them are on the news now for loving that kind of thing in schools. Kenny says, easy. That would be so fun to listen to. Blue State Rob continues his fighting for the day. He is now going after Trump. Yeah, dude. In my opinion, you or anyone shouldn't try to convince anyone of anything. I suggest you stop wasting your time and enjoy the show. Because that is not something you need to be wasting any time on. You should be wasting your time talking about me in that amazing story that I just gave you. And here you are arguing with Cole and Cole arguing with you. You guys gotta pay attention to me. Chris says, we need some timeouts, LOL. I'm getting various suggestions to ban people, time out for a period of time. Donut Dan says 10-minute ban for beating a dead horse. All right. So anyway, that's the Felicia Previti story. I'm so glad you were able to get it. Coming up on Friday on Patreon, I have another edition of Something to Listen to While I'm Away. The date, March 25th, 2010. On that show, let me read to you what's up. It picks up with a previous one that I posted, and there are about 40 of those now on there, that I had previously posted just a couple weeks ago. This was the show with no free beer. So I used to love these shows because it was just so much more relaxed. We don't have any regimented shit we had to do. It was always a superior show. Now, I can't say that everybody felt that way, but from my opinion, doing the show, I know I enjoyed it more, even as far back as 2010. I only mildly disliked free beer at that time. I was, at that point, about 10 years into my relationship with him, or 9 years into my relationship with him. And, who knew what we would be fast approaching as the years wore on. We talked about the polarizing effect of us singing Autograph. For some reason, Hot Wings claimed this morning that he used to be great at dodgeball back in the day. A 12-year-old kid named Jacob emailed in because he wants to get in radio and wanted our advice. Zane told him to keep screwing off in school and never listen to his boss. During the headline segment, we talked mostly about the possible legalization of marijuana in California. We closed the show by playing a game called Name That Blank. Boy, you might want to update your games. Including the point when Zane asked how the game is won. Apparently, he didn't understand the crazy concept of most points wins. And by the way, I wrote all the show notes for these shows and posted these shows originally. So you'll be able to check that out. That is part of your Patreon subscription. Full shows as they happened. A lot of people are really loving that I do that, by the way. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a licensed independent insurance agent / broker. It's Frank Fuss. Frank can help you with any type of insurance. All you need to do is go to buyinsurancehere.com, fill out the form, indicate that you heard about him from me. Now, if you do not have health insurance, there is a easy and painless way to get health insurance. In fact, if you play your cards right, you can have health insurance by the end of the day. Affordable health insurance through healthcare.gov. Go to buyinsurancehere.com, introduce yourself, and Frank will do the rest. This is going to boil down to a phone call. He's going to get you on the phone. He's going to ask you some questions. He's going to say, all right. You will pay this much for this policy. Wait, what? That's it? Yes, that's how healthcare.gov works. Ask them specifically, how does this even work? Not everybody is aware how it works, but I'm telling you, it's going to get you insured. I've been utilizing healthcare.gov since I became self-employed. Go to buyinsurancehere.com for details. Okay, there is a monster truck event at Berlin Raceway, not this weekend, but the weekend after. And it's going to be awesome because they've got a lot of room in the infield to do a fantastic monster truck event. Go to berlinraceway.com and buy tickets for the finale for the year's entertainment and all the stuff going on at Berlin. This is the last thing that will be happening at Berlin. There's no racing this weekend. The championship weekend was last week. Now they're getting ready for monster trucks. some of the best and brightest and most elaborate and extravagant monster trucks you will ever see at Berlin Raceway coming up on the 21st. And I'm told the fireworks is outstanding, that they have the fireworks show that they have. It was described to me as biggest fireworks show anyone has ever seen following the monster trucks. Okay. So get those tickets at berlinraceway.com. That is going to be awesome. Bob writes, stop living in the past, Zane. Yeah, well, I'm riding coattails, guys. Come on. Jeremy writes, the shows were always better without free beer. Shit got so unhinged. Greg is so overrated. He thinks that because Greg is under the impression that because he's the one that talks out of the commercials and into the commercials, that he's like running the show. Now, if you put into the ground after running the show, that would make sense. Because don't forget, Greg picks the topics to talk about, like candle recalls, how to load the dishwasher, what foods go in the fridge. That's him. He plans the show and executes it. And he's incredibly overrated and overpaid for what he does. People need to not give him so much credit. Any monkey can turn on the mic and say, there you go. We're going to talk about what goes in the fridge. It's fucking stupid. Only a real talent, like the one that you're hearing and seeing right now, has the ability to engage and entertain people on such a significant level in a one-on-one setting. Let's be honest here. I'm looking into a camera. I'm reading comments on a chat, and it's fucking fantastic. The best part is my humility. We all know this. All right. Where else do I want to go?
Not tonight.
I think I know what I want to do. There's a clip I've been meaning to share with you. This is something that just happened.
Even when it's not the subject that is being raised. And I'm going to actually do something really unusual, and I'm going to invite you to attend one of Donald Trump's rallies, because it's a really interesting thing to watch. You will see during the course of his rallies, he talks about fictional characters like Hannibal Lecter.
Okay, I think it might be the hair. Long hair. I'm a sucker for long hair. If there's long hair with just some gentle curls, and it just kind of falls down into the shoulder area. Oh, my God.
He will talk about windmills cause cancer and what you...
I like her jaw. She got a jawline. There's a little bit of face fat, but, I mean, I'm in my 50s. This is who I am.
You'll also notice is that people start leaving his rallies early out of exhaustion and boredom. And I will tell you, the one thing you will not hear him talk about is you. You will not hear him talk about your needs, your dreams, and your desires. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, I believe
you're my desire right now.
You deserve a president who actually puts you first, and I pledge to you that I will.
Vice President Harris, thank you. President Trump, on that point, I want to get your response.
Well, I would like to respond.
Let me just ask, though, why did you try to kill that bill, and successfully so? That would have put thousands of additional agents and officers on the border.
That's the question I want to hear asked. Answered. I want him to answer that one, but he doesn't because he's annoyed. She totally baited him, and he bit. My rallies are great. They're millions and millions, and let's go eat some dogs.
Let me respond as to the Please. Rallies. She said people start leaving. People don't go to her rallies. There's no reason to go. And the people that do go, she's busing them in and paying them to be there and then showing them in a different light. So she can't talk about that. People don't leave my rallies. We have the biggest rallies, the most incredible rallies in the history of politics. That's because people want to take their country back. Yeah. Our country is being...
Cole listens to this. Cole's like, oh, man. Yeah, that's all true. That's all true.
Being lost, we're a failing...
Cole believes all that.
...failing nation. And it happened 3.5 years ago, And what's going on here, you're going to end up in World War III, just to go into another subject.
Kuipers believes that. He believes that World War III is coming.
What they have done to our country by allowing these millions and millions of people to come into our country, and look at what's happening to the towns.
Okay, this is the part that Nate Bull, Cole, and Kuipers all believes. They all believe this part right here.
All over the United States. And a lot of towns don't want to talk. It's not going to be Aurora or Springfield. A lot of towns don't want to talk about it because they're so embarrassed by it. In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating.
That's a genuine cackle. She's cracking up at that. He busted her up with that.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country, and it's a shame. As far as rallies,
I want to hear from you idiots, and you have to tell me whether or not you believe that dogs are being eaten. I need you on the phone. I'm calling Kuipers right now, and I need to know if he believes that dogs are being eaten. You better not let it go to voicemail, you little shit. God damn it. I need to know this. Okay, watch your ears. He says he's in a meeting. That's a lie.
Please leave your message for 616-272-9954.
How would you know that I'm calling? Kuipers, fucker, pick up, you dumb bitch. All right, I'm going to call that hick Nate. Nate Bull. I'm in a meeting. Cole won't answer. Cole, do you believe him? Kuiper says it's a Zoom meeting. He calls me a bad name. Now, Nate Bull has been a diehard supporter of me. I love him so much. Come on, Nate. Hey, Nate, you there? Nate, what the fuck are you doing? All the Trumpites are ignoring me. I wish, this is a time that I wish I had some of the former Zaniacs. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month, mintmobile.com/Zane. pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
A sip of bitter covfefe says, "Easy, I think you like the debate so much because Kamala dog walked Trump." No. That's the only clip I saw. I don't watch that shit. God damn, was that awesome. Who is a sip of bitter covfefe? Are you new? I don't know who you are. Ben Glaze writes, "I've never eaten dogs, but I've definitely eaten pussies." Oh, Jesus. Ben, so I need to know, have you started procuring your clips? And if so, can you give us some of the subject matter that you ended up clipping for Who Are These Free Beers when we do that show coming up tomorrow on a Big Fraud Thursday? Corey says, "Call a Zaniac. You still have their numbers." No, I don't want to do that. I might make a crack here and there, but they're kind of off the radar. I don't even know what's going on with them. I haven't heard from any of them. I don't really know what's happening. So I figured I'll just leave them alone. I know they all still listen because I see the analytics of that. So, all right. Ben says he's struggling with COVID while being busy at work. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I think that's okay now. I think I heard that if you have COVID, they actually want you to go to work. Do you remember how before, if you had COVID, you had to stay home and all you could do was make funeral arrangements? But now, if you have COVID, you have to go to work. A sip of bitter covfefe says, "You brought my neighbor dinner when his wife was sick with cancer." I know who this is. First time listening on Twitch. Yeah, that was something, man. That poor guy. The sweet lady did pass. What a wonderful family they are. I brought over the slaughter, the Turks, Armenian meatballs. So yeah. In fact, a sip of bitter covfefe. I ran into him at I was parked at one of my haunts here in Jenison, Hudsonville, and he pulled up next to me and rolled down his window and said, "Hey, Eric Zane." And then I went, and I actually knew his name. So that never happens. I always fuck that up, but I actually got that one right. It was awesome. Ben says, "I want to be a super spreader." You're supposed to. A sip of bitter covfefe says, "The gentleman, the widow, ended up getting married last summer." This was several years ago when this unfortunate thing unfolded. She fought very hard and valiantly, and there was a meal train that went out. And I was made aware of it, and I was like, "Oh, well, look, for this 30 minutes of day, I'm going to give them a slice of heaven in the Slaughter of the Turks Armenian meatballs and spaghetti." Was my pleasure. But I guess dad was able to meet somebody. That's always a difficult scenario, you know, if you think about it. A widow with small children moving on with their life. That is a tall order. It's very, very difficult. Maureen says, "Wow, impressive you got his name right." It's rare. Occasionally, I will get one right. You know? All right. Where do we want to go now? Okay. Terry Bradshaw. This is excellent. Because everybody's killing Terry Bradshaw because he says silly shit. Like, over the weekend, the football show on Fox, whatever, started. And he said, "I'm more excited than when my aunt taught me how to play spin the bottle," which is funny. And people got mad at him. They go, "Oh, my God, I can't believe you said that. It's so terrible. Oh, my God. Oh, that's so cringe." That's what Gen Z says all the time. Gen Z and millennials. Like, the shit I say on here, they go, "Oh, my God, it's so cringe. He's a cringe, cringy. Like on the Freebird and Hot Wings subreddit, whenever they rip me a new one, which is every time they talk, they'll talk about pre-beer and hot wings, which is Greg pulls old clips of me when the show was good and plays them on Saturdays. And the people go, "Oh, I don't know how anybody likes this. Zane is such a cringe. It makes me cringe, man." Bullshit. That was fucking funny. You idiot. That's what put us on the map. That was the only way we got audience, was because of the shit I said, you fucking morons. Bradshaw's the same way. He's like an older version of me. Here he's making fun of the Bears quarterback, Caleb What's-His-Fuck. He's a guy they drafted from USC, and he likes to paint his fingernails. So he painted his fingernails in Chicago Bears colors. And I don't give a shit about the guy painting his fingernails. I think what is telling about this guy, Caleb What's-His-Fuck, is when he was at USC and there was a game that he lost. And I'm not lying. He went up to the, his parents were sitting in the front row, his mommy, and he propped himself up and was able to climb into the front row. And because the team lost the game at USC, she held him in his arms and he cried like hysterically. I got to find that to show you that. Caleb, is it Williams? Crying to mommy. Okay. Okay, so USC lost to Washington. All right. This is that moment.
Williams jumping up and laying in the arms of family there.
Yeah.
Look, he's covering up her face, his face.
Paddled.
Sure did. He knows the reality of what a third loss means.
That's tough.
But as brilliant as his 2 years will be in L.A., it's not going to result in a Pac-12 championship.
Yeah. Played well. Led his team. Did all he could. Just came up a bit short. It's part of the game.
William.
Yeah. That's horrible. I think it's fitting that we play that on 9/11. Because other than with that right there, that actually is so bad of a look that I would prefer to see the buildings fall than to see Caleb Williams crying in his mother's arms. The falling of the Twin Towers is less disgusting than Caleb Williams crying in his mommy's arms. There, I said it. So he paints his fingernails. This is, okay, he's that type. So Terry Bradshaw references that. He wants to talk about when he played quarterback for the Steelers. What would happen if I painted my fingernails? And he's cracking up. And everybody else on that show is so castrated that they're all like trying to poo-poo it and hush him up because they're worried that what he's saying is going to get people canceled. This is awesome. This is a reason to watch Terry Bradshaw because he doesn't give a fuck.
Put him in the best position.
What if I'd have painted my fingernails in 1970? Black on this side and gold on this side. How would that?
You know, I was hoping. Don't go there. I was hoping you would just stop and not even think about that.
It's new okay. Era.
Just say kids.
It's a different generation. I know. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just.
Hey, look.
It is like, all good right now.
That's a great thing. What if I did that in 1970? I painted my fingernails. He's saying he'd get the shit kicked out of him. And they're trying to move on.
And gold on.
They're all pulling a free beer.
You know, I was hoping.
Don't go there.
I was hoping you would just stop. And not even think about that.
It's a new era.
Okay. Just say kids.
It's a different generation. I know. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just.
Hey, look.
Watch the dude. I don't know. Is that Kurt Menefee?
He wants to move on. Now. All right. We talked about Carolina. I think one thing that will actually help them is trying to.
Okay, Bradshaw's head is red. He's cracking up. He's looking at these idiots. Jimmy Johnson, look how red his fucking face is. They're dying.
Get a lead in the fourth quarter. They're the first team in NFL history last year to go an entire season without ever in the fourth quarter. Their two wins came on the final play.
He's still cracking up. That's a reason to watch.
Nails whatever you want when you're winning.
Exactly. All right, with his
put him in the best.
Okay, I love that. Yeah, that's funny. That's funny shit. Donut Dan says he's football's Charles Barkley. Exactly. A sip of bitter Covfefe says, yeah, man. He still talks about you. He lost his wife and kid back then. Ooh. I didn't know he lost a child. Holy shit. It was super tough. Then he writes, he's MAGA and loves Trump, but man, he's a great dude. Okay, yeah, you got to be careful. When you have MAGA guy who loves Trump and you're not, but you love them. You just don't talk about it. You don't go there. And when they start to talk about it, you don't do anything. You just keep your head down and you let them get it out of their system. They'll hopefully realize you're not interested in that dialogue. And then times will, it'll change. Chris talks about Terry Bradshaw and says, Bradshaw's just pointing out how times have changed. I don't get why people are upset, LOL. Yeah, it's not like he said anything terrible about Caleb Williams. I did. But who cares? Chris also points out that my crack that Caleb Williams crying in his mommy's arms is worse to see than 9/11 footage is probably going to be made into an out of context clip, but that's not out of context. That is in context. On 9/11. This is our new 9/11. Caleb Williams sobbing horrifically in his mommy's arms because he lost the football game. That is every bit as horrific as any 9/11 footage there is. And that's just a fact. You all know that. You all think it. You're just too afraid to admit it. That's all that this is. Anyway, what else is there to talk about? Not a lot. I kind of feel like there's one more thing to talk about, but I got to go tinkle. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go potty. We're going to take a brief break. You're going to listen to this great song by Jimmy. And then I've got another great story for you about some loser that lives near where I live. And a audience member ratted him out. Chris says November 4th, 2023, Caleb Williams Day. Never forget. Never forget. All right. So I will be right back. Hang tight. I'm going to let Joe Martinez entertain you with his wit and wisdom. How does that sound? Señor Martinez will be in Mexico soon. That's like the return of the king, I wouldn't be surprised if when he gets there, like when Pablo Escobar would walk through the streets and just throw money out to the people? You might have that type of a scenario. Ladies and gentlemen, it's definitely worth your interest and time to get your furnace tuned up and have a full diagnostic check on its efficiency for $0. The gas company in town, DTE Energy, pretty much from Michigan, has partnered with one heating and cooling specialist to offer a free cleaning/diagnostic test, and that is A&E Heating and Cooling. Señor Martinez is offering that to you. This is all you need to do. First of all, you can't have had this done in the last 2 years. You could have had a cleaning in the last 2 years, but you couldn't have had this free in the last 2 years because you won't be eligible. But if you've not had a free tune-up slash diagnostic test, well, you are in luck. Because all you need to do is reach out to Joe, if you live here in West Michigan, at 616-516-8579. Call him up, schedule. He's going to come to your house. This is a $145 value. He's going to come upstairs and say, see you later. Go blue. and he's going to walk out the door, you will not pay a penny. All right? If you really want to fuck with him, wear an Ohio State jersey or a Michigan State jersey or, hell, maybe even a Texas jersey. Or just keep that number and text him from time to time, dick pics or Sharon Moore crying. 616-516-8579 for A&E Heating and Cooling. If you did get this free in the last 2 years, you still got to book Joe for either the cleaning or the cleaning with diagnostics. I always go cleaning diagnostics. I want to see the stats. Give me the goddamn stats, man. I need to know what's going on with that thing. Joe installed a brand new furnace for me in this house last year. It had been, that's the original furnace on there. And he said, it's time to go easy. I said, all right, do it. Do your thing. That was the day that one of the help smashed his fucking van. Oh, that was fantastic. It was so great. And then Joe found out about it because he's got little birds out there in the wild that saw the thing on the side of 131 smoking. Anyway, 616-516-8579. So a nice audience member reached out to me and sent me a note on Facebook. And this person wrote, well, actually tipped me off to this story. I'm just going to play you the story. That's what I'm going to do. Okay. I think I got it. They'll give you all the background in here. And I wasn't even made aware of this until this audience member tipped me off.
There is newly released body cam video tonight and a new development in a racial attack at a West Michigan hotel.
It has been 3 years since Target 8 exposed an Allendale man arrested after he attacked a black man while spewing racist venom at a hotel pool. Target 8 investigator Susan Samples still tracking this disturbing case. Now with new police video and the suspect's fate.
You Joel?
August 2021, Staybridge Suites on Lake Eastbrook Boulevard.
All right, Joel, what's going on there?
That's Joel Venema, whose hand...
Okay. Sometimes this happens. And it's very unfortunate because every time I do this, if I have it on pause for too long, it'll puke on me. It's like it's something like a fucked up glitch. So annoying. Give me a second. I'll catch up to this. And go. Okay. The ad. We don't want the ad, but we have to sit through the ad. So this sweet lady is, look at, she's dressed cute, nice hair. She's joining AARP. All right. Retirement planning. They do that. Okay. Social Security plan. You can call Frank Fuss. He'll take care of that shit. No big deal. I keep hearing from AARP as well. I'm not. Push Up Paul would like this. He just retired. Okay. Let's continue.
Released body cam video tonight and a new development in a racial attack at a West Michigan hotel.
It has been 3 years since Target 8 exposed an Allendale man arrested after he attacked a black man while spewing racist venom at a hotel pool. Target 8 investigator Susan Samples still tracking this disturbing case, now with new police video and the suspect's fate.
You Joel?
August 2021, Staybridge Suites on Lake Eastbrook Boulevard.
All right, Joel, what's going on there?
That's Joel Venema, whose hand...
Turn it on for me, put your hand back.
Kentwood police were not looking to shake.
Okay. Like how Joel there puts his hand out to shake their hands, and they go, yeah, put your hand behind your back. You're being arrested.
Looking for him because earlier that evening, Venema had attacked this man.
He jumped on my neck and started choking me.
Jackie Beard was enjoying the Staybridge pool with his wife and kids, so when a drunk, loud, and aggressive Venema showed up.
I bent down. I was like, could you not talk around like that around my kids? If you don't talk around, like, go somewhere else. You need to be home. I'm like, stop.
But Venema didn't stop.
So I walked away. When I walked away, he grabbed me by my throat and started choking
me. Like from
me.
Behind you?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you.
He's got by the throat. This man said, get off me. He said, no, no, and he was holding him like this. I'm not going to get off you.
Venema, who blew a .27, didn't pause his racist rant for police.
You know what, is exactly what they do. Ooh. They just assault white people and they get away with it. You know what I mean? Come on, give me a break.
No, I don't know what you mean.
Oh, really? You
don't. That's when Venema brought up Black Lives Matter.
Give me a break, dude. Seriously, you're part of that whole movement.
It's a movement, Venema.
Boy, he sounds dumb.
Has ridiculed before. That's him in the Dutch Lives Matter 2 shirt at a BLM rally to remove Allendale Township's Confederate statue.
You remember that? There was some statue or some shit that people were pissed off about. Remember that whole thing? He'd go and wear that shirt.
Because I didn't even do nothing wrong, so I'm probably looking at, like, what, 15 days?
Venema, now 42, pleaded guilty to ethnic intimidation, assault with intent to do great bodily harm, and resisting police. The case was delayed because he appealed, an effort he ultimately lost.
Okay, now this is a perfect example. This is a microcosm of what I've been telling you. Where I live, this is the epicenter for MAGA. It's the epicenter for hate. And also the epicenter for this type of, these people who have hijacked Christianity. Who will say, oh yeah, they're Christian, but then they'll hate, you know, that whole thing. And it's really discouraging, frankly.
Late July, a judge sentenced him to at least 2 years in prison and a max of 10.
The justice.
So basically, he got 2 years for being an asshole. That's all this is.
System works for us. It might take a little while, but hey.
This is the dad you saw earlier. Looks like he's been working out or something.
I'm done.
This is Jackie Beard today, 3 years after the assault, still promoting positivity and peace.
Don't throw gasoline on fire.
I like Jackie Beard.
De-escalate. We want to de-escalate, not escalate.
That's what I do here. You know, as you guys know, I love to de-escalate. You know, you got like Rob over there in New Jersey escalating. And I say you got to be like Jackie Beard. Rob is behaving like that other guy here with that aggressive stance he had towards my man Kenny earlier. What the fuck?
That's what I tried to do, and that's what I did.
Venema, on the other hand, kept fighting, even at booking, yelling at a black officer and inmate. Venema has a history of assaults and drunk driving, and his defense attorney said it was
these fucking mugshots.
Excessive drinking that fueled the assault. What Beard hopes people take away.
I take the higher ground. I'm the bigger man.
Yeah.
In Kentwood, I'm Target Investigator Susan Samples.
Okay. So this came to my.
If you're 50 or over, you can be taken.
This came to my attention because somebody tipped me off. And I want to kind of get into that a little bit. Easy, newsworthy story. This human turd is my neighbor, and he's an even bigger POS if you can believe it. This person sent me a picture that this guy posted. This was posted on Facebook. I guess at a local shopping mall, there was a black guy on a seat in one of the common areas where people sit and may have fallen asleep. And so his wife took a picture of him like he's, show you. This picture has him crouching over the black guy and it says, just took a shit. So he's implying that the black guy who's on this couch is shit. And that was freely posted to like the Facebook page. My God. For all to see. This is what I mean. Remember I said to you, they were all in the shadows, and now they're out in front. this person wrote, his wife, Jamie, took this photo, which makes her equally as bad. And she posts this shit to her Facebook page. This is what I'm talking about. One of these Christian things. Every time you remember, forgive again. Forgiveness is not a one-time thing. Choose to forgive again for your freedom of joy, for your freedom, joy, and peace. Blah, blah, blah. Don't allow bitterness and pride to be planted and grow in your heart. Surrender it quickly to the Lord. Now that's great. I love that. I mean, that's what I live by. I don't allow bitterness and pride to be planted and grow in my heart. And I just surrender it to the Lord. That's something that I should live by. But you can't live by that. And then there's also a post of your husband with just took a shit with his ass over a black guy. And then him going to prison for beating up a black guy and saying racist shit. I wrote, wow, and this is your neighbor. Oh, man, I'm going to roast his ass. How's it been living next to him? And she says a lot more about that, which I don't even want to get into because I don't want to put her or me in the crosshairs. These are the type of people that will use the law, even though it's wrong, to their advantage. And I don't want to be on the wrong side of that. That is fucking weird. People are fucked up. Holy shit. God damn it, is that awful. Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to visit King's Room Barbershop. Three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and 821 36th Street in beautiful Wyoming, Michigan. Get a haircut from King's Room. They're $19 plus tip. Please tip generously because they're awesome. Go to King's Room Barbershop. If you want to work at King's Room Barbershop, they are hiring stylists. If you or someone you know or love would like to get into that line of work, bang on the door of King's Room Barbershop if you have experience. Kingsroom.net is their website. That's kingsroom.net. For more information, thank you to them. And finally, today, the edict from the top is buy now, refinance later. Get in on a mortgage with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage from no matter where you are in the U.S. 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. Get into a mortgage today. The asshole today yesterday was the pigs who arrested Tyreek Hill. I don't know. I just laugh at that term. When you refer to a cop as a pig, it just cracks me up. It's not great. It's a horrible thing to say. All right. What is this? What was that guy's name I was just telling you about? The Veldema guy. That's Jamie. No, not Veldema. Jamie Venema. Jamie Venema is the asshole of the day. Congrats, Jamie. You and your... I take it back. His wife is Jamie Venema. Well, Jamie Venema, you are the asshole today, along with your stupid fucking husband. Fuck you. Congratulations, though. You've just won asshole of the day. That is my time. Thank you for being here. I'll be with you on Patreon a little later on. It's a no-nap day, so I'll have a pretty quick turnaround. Till then, have a good one, folks. Thank you, and bye-bye.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.